And he will summon all the host of the heavens and all the holy ones above, and the host of God, the cherubim, seraphim, and ophahim, and all the angels of power, and all the angels of principalities, the angels of principalities, and the elect one, and the other powers on the earth and over the water. On that day shall raise one voice and bless and glorify and exalt in the spirit of faith and in the spirit of wisdom and in the spirit of patience and in the spirit of mercy and in the spirit of judgment and of peace and in the spirit of God goodness, and shall all say with one voice, Blessed is he, and may the name of the Lord of spirits be blessed forever and ever. All who sleep not above in heaven shall bless him. All the holy ones who are in heaven shall bless him. And all the elect who dwell in the garden of life, and every spirit of light who is able to bless and glorify and extol and hallow thy blessed name. And all the flesh shall beyond measure glorify and bless thy name forever and ever. For great is the mercy of the Lord of spirits, and he is long-suffering, and all his works, and all that he has created, he has revealed to the righteous and elect in the name of the Lord of spirits. Judgment of the kings and the mighty, blessedness of the righteous. And thus the Lord commanded the kings and the mighty and the exalted and those who dwell on the earth, and said, Open your eyes and lift up your horns if ye are able to recognize the elect one. And the Lord of spirits seated him on the throne of his glory, and the spirit of righteousness was poured out upon him, and the word of his mouth slays all the sinners, and all the unrighteous are destroyed from before his face. And there shall stand up in that day all the kings and the mighty, and the exalted and those who hold the earth. And they shall see and recognize how he sits on the throne of his glory, and righteousness is judged before him, and no lying word is spoken before him. Then shall pain come upon them as on a woman in travail, when her child enters the mouth of her womb, and she has pain in bringing forth. And one portion of them shall look on the other, and they shall be terrified, and they shall be downcast of countenance, and pain shall seize them when they see that Son of Man sitting on the throne of his glory. And the kings and the mighty and all who possesses the earth shall bless and glorify and extol him who rules over all who was hidden. For from the beginning the Son of Man was hidden, and the Most High preserved him in the presence of his might and revealed him to the elect. And the congregation of the elect and holy shall be sown, and all the elect shall stand before him on that day. And all the kings and the mighty and the exalted and those who rule the earth shall fall down before him on their faces, and worship and set their hope upon that Son of Man, and petition him and supplicate for mercy at his hands. Nevertheless, that Lord of spirits will so press them that they shall hastily go forth from his presence, and their faces shall be filled with shame, and darkness grow deeper on their faces. And he will deliver them to the angels for punishment, to execute vengeance on them because they have oppressed his children and his elect, and they shall be a spectacle for the righteous and for his elect. They shall rejoice over them, because the wrath of the Lord of spirits rested upon them, and his sword is drunk with their blood. And the righteous and elect shall be saved on that day, and they shall never henceforward see the face of the sinners and unrighteous. And the Lord of spirits will abide over them, and with that Son of Man shall they eat, and lie down, and rise up forever and ever. And the righteous and the elect shall have risen from the earth, and ceased to be a downcast countenance, and they shall have been clothed with garments of glory, and these shall be the garments of life from the Lord of spirits. And your garments shall no grow old, nor your glory pass away before the Lord of spirits. The unavailing repentance of the Kingsand the Mighty. In those days shall the mighty and the kings who possesses the earth implore to grant them a little respite from his angel of punishment, to whom they were delivered, that they might fall down and worship before the Lord of spirits and confess their sins before him. And they shall bless and glorify the Lord of spirits and say, Blessed is the Lord of spirits, and the Lord of kings, and the Lord of the mighty, and the Lord of the rich, and the Lord of glory, and the Lord of wisdom. And splendid in every secret thing is thy power from generation to generation, and thy glory for ever and ever. Deep are all thy secrets and innumerable, and thy righteousness is beyond reckoning. We have now learnt that we should glorify and bless the Lord of kings, and him who is king over all kings. And they shall say, Would that we had rest to glorify and give thanks and confess our faith before his glory. And now we long for a little rest, but find it not. We follow hard upon and obtain it not. And light has vanished from before us, and darkness is our dwelling place forever and ever. For we have not believed before him, nor glorified the name of the Lord of spirits, nor glorified our Lord. But our hope was in the scepter of our kingdom, and in our glory. And in the day of our suffering and tribulation, he saves us not, and we find no respite for confession. That our Lord is true in all his works, and in his judgment, and his justice, and his judgments have no respect of persons. And we pass away from before his face on account of our works, and all our sins are reckoned up in righteousness. Now they shall say unto themselves, Our souls are full of unrighteous gain, but it does not prevent us from descending from the midst thereof into the burden of Sheol. And after that their faces shall be filled with darkness and shame before that Son of Man. And they shall be driven from his presence, and the sword shall abide before the face in their midst. Thus spake the Lord of spirits. This is the ordinance and judgment with respect to the mighty and the kings and the exalted and those who possess the earth before the Lord of spirits. Vision of the fallen angels in the place of punishment. And other forms I saw hidden in that place. I heard the voice of the angel saying, These are the angels who descended to the earth, and revealed what was hidden to the children of men, and seduced the children of men into committing sin. Enoch foretells to Noah the deluge and his own preservation.
And in those days Noah saw the earth that it had sunk down, and its destruction was nigh. And he arose from thence and went to the ends of the earth, and cried aloud to his grandfather Enoch. And Noah said three times with an embittered voice, Hear me, hear me, hear me! And I said unto him,